Tell me how it all started.
Okay, so I'm a mum. I have a 3-year-old son. It's just me and him who live at home. I suffer with depression and anxiety. And during lockdown, I think like with a lot of women and people in generally, my mental health suffered a little bit. So I spoke to the doctor and I was just offered a variety of different prescription medications. I've known from the past, a trial and error, that they don't work for me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to start working out. And then
Had you worked out before? Were you somebody who'd always liked exercise?
Growing up, in primary school, I'd done borough sports. I was like sprint champion and stuff like that. But during my adolescence, I didn't really do sports. So, but I've always maintained a sporty physique, and I'm lucky to be quite generally fit. So I thought, let me just go onto Facebook, do it live, and hopefully I can encourage some more mums to get involved with me, therefore making them feel better and hopefully creating a bit of a nicer atmosphere in the home as a result, because a stressed out mum can sometimes lead to stressed out families in a whole. So yes, that's why I started, really.
So how did you do the workout? Because presumably you did them indoors, because during lockdown we were supposed to do everything.
Yeah, I didn't have any special equipment. I still don't. I used my phone, streamed live on Facebook, and how I sort of put them together, and I still do it to this day. I don't do it the day before. I always do it in the morning. I go onto YouTube and I go onto the internet, and there's so much inspiration there that I just find bits and pieces that other people have done, and I put them into 3 5-minute blasts, as I call them. So round one, around 2 and a 5-minute warm up. I think 15 minutes is a good time to keep everyone nice and involved without boring them. And anyone who wants to do it more can just repeat it. So, yeah, I've never been a gym user or anything like that. And I've really found my love for sport. And I've decided to undertake a personal training level 2 and 3 course. So I'm doing that online at the moment, just so I hope to get some more credibility from people through my workouts by being qualified. So yes, that's it for my workout experience, really.
I love these morning workouts, because I don't know about you, but I find if I exercise in the morning, I get much more, as you call, buzz out of it, and it sort of sets me up the whole day than doing it on in the day.
Exactly that. So I can start the day quite grumpily. Sometimes I get out of bed and I just generally have quite a cloud over my head. So I find that by getting up, putting on my gym stuff, nothing expensive, or even just my joggers and a t-shirt, and forcing myself to work out, you have no choice other than to release the endorphins. So it generally does, it does work. And I would like anyone to try it and tell me that it doesn't work.
And do you incorporate music into this?
I incorporate music. So I use Alexa. What I'm trying to do is maybe someone can help me with a playlist or something like that. So I use Alexa. I say play workout music. She gives me songs. And then Facebook, they've got some copyright issues going on. So some of my videos get muted or blocked in certain countries because of the rights to a certain song in it. So about 4 weeks ago, I decided to do the workouts on live and then hold Zoom classes as well for any ladies that wanted to do the Zooms with music without it being muted, and it encouraged more women to get involved when you can see someone else doing it. Obviously the options there, you didn't have to be on camera. So I done that for about 4 weeks, anything between 3 people and about 7 in a class on Zoom. But with people going back to work and everyone just leading different lives, I had to stop the Zooms because it was a few times nobody was coming on. So I just thought I could use that time to better my mission. And so I'm sticking with Facebook Lives because people can catch up in their own time, you see.
How many people have you got following you at the moment?
Following me at the moment, I think there's about 400. I do have a few random requests and a few friends that come onto the page, but not everyone is there for my fitness reasons. Some people, there's a lot of network marketers and stuff. So I'm in the process at the moment of filtering out the people that are on my page. So initially the Better Buzz was my idea of a name, simply because the Better Buzz of an Endorphin release that we've spoken about. So I wanted to register it as a CIC company, a community interest company. The first time I tried, I'd done the wrong file, the wrong document. So I had to try again. But now we are a registered community interest company. So as we are, I'm hoping to hold events. So I don't just want to help out women and mums on Facebook. I think everybody in every community could do with a bit of a buzz. So whether that be community walks or events or workout classes or cooking classes, what my mission is at the moment is to try and find out what the people want. So I did a little live last Thursday to ask the people what they'd be interested in doing. And from that, a lady came forward and said she's 50 plus and she would like to do a weekly or monthly walk and talk with people to get to know the people in her area. So since then, what I've done is I've put out a post on the Richmond, the Twickenham and the Teddington Facebook pages, basically introducing myself in the Better Buzz and saying what I would like for our first event to be is to hold COVID safe weekly walk and talks where the 50 pluses can get involved on Facebook. I can create a Facebook event page so they know exactly where they're meeting, who's going to be there, and plan a route for them. So it's an hour long, not too tedious. And then they can decide what they want to do after that, whether they'd like to go for some lunch or go home and meet up next week. Or if it's not for them, then they can just not come back. But that would be a weekly occurring thing in every single local neighborhood, and the response that I've had so far is quite overwhelming, actually. So that will be happening soon, I'm happy to say.
A charity of your own in your own right, aren't you?
Yes, I'm really, really humbled to say that we are. So what I in my local area, there's a church, and I've had a talk with the Reverend, the lovely lady, the vicar. They have a community space, so they have an indoors and an outdoors, a newly renovated kitchen, disabled access toilets as well. So they've said that I can actually have that space to use for my calls. So I have a community hub and I want to turn this into the community hive at certain days, certain times, for certain reasons. So one day a week will be a workout, another would be a weekly walk and talk. What I'd really like to do is incorporate pets for therapy with the elderly and disabled community. That's fine. So I've just got loads of ideas. So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm just trying to find out who's around and who wants what, really. So when the people speak, the voice is heard. I am just one voice, and by myself, this isn't going to happen. And it's a community interest company, and it's for the community. So, yes, it's not just workouts now. I want to help men, women, boys, elderly people, disabled people. We all deserve a better buzz from life, and life has been pretty mundane, and we all need something to look forward to.
Absolutely. I love the idea that you've called it your community hive, so you're still on the bee and the buzz.
Yes.
And what church is it going to be in?
Pardon? It's in St Mark's Church.
And that's in where?
In Teddington.
Perfect.
Yes, I'm waiting to find out what people want, and obviously when the restrictions ease, we can talk about really holding some events and meeting people. So that's why I thought the best way to start would be with the walk and talks, which is outside and people can relax a little bit.
Rebecca, that's absolutely amazing. Well done, because people have been locked down and fed up. And there's nothing like a bit of jigging around to music, making it exercise, making it dance, to put a smile on everybody's face. So well done for that.
I feel we need this, you know?
We do. We all need this. And it's people like yourself that can rev people up and lift people's spirits. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for talking to me.